There's a fascinating thought from the Sfas Emes in this week's parasha. If I understand the Sfas Emes correctly, in the conversation where the Torah talks about not seeking out the future based on the Ma'onanim and the Kosmim, it says, Tomim Ti'em Hashem Alekecha. The Torah says that the Navi Mikirbecha Me'achecha Kamoni, you're going to have a Navi, Kechol Shesha Alta, like you requested the time of Matan Torah. So the normal understanding, Klai Yisrael requested at the time of Matan Torah, because they couldn't handle the Eish Oichlo, Moshe Rabbeinu should speak instead of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So they did not want a direct communication from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and this is a chesaron on their part, and something improper what they did. And because of that, they were demoted to have to rely on the VM as opposed to hearing the Dvar Hashem directly. That's the simple reading of the Pesukim, and that is true. The Sfas Emes sees another conversation over here that Klal Yisrael was concerned about their ability to hear the Dvar Hashem correctly. Maybe you could be spiced up with the Sfas Emes is saying, based on an idea from the Maral Diskin. The Maral Diskin says that a Navi receives a Nevuah. We know that the Nevuah, the Ra, can be rescinded. The Nevuah, the Torah, can't be rescinded because otherwise there's no way to test a Navi. Whereas by the Urim Tumim, whether it's the Ra or the Torah, it cannot be rescinded. So he says, what's the difference? He says that the process of Nevuah, if you look at the language of the Rambam, takes place within the Neshama of the Navi. And the Neshama of the Navi is, end of the day, is connected to human being with his flaws and his chesroness. It's not perfect. It's not pure. It's not clear. So the Nevuah is seen through the rose-colored glasses of the neshama of the Navi. Urim and Tumim comes through a different process, and the Kayin is, it's not, he's not part of the message at all. Whereas the Navi is part of the message, and that's what we find. Each Navi presents the Nevuah in a different language, because that's an intrinsic part of the Nevuah. So if I don't trust myself that I'm going to be pure, I'm going to be very scared that I'm going to be the one who's going to be the decisor and understand, the one who understands the Torah. So the Rosh Hashanah is speaking to Klal Yisrael directly, which means that all communications from Kadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael will be direct. What about if we don't trust ourselves? So Klal Yisrael said, we are concerned that we are not going to get it right. We would rather trust the people which will become unique in Klal Yisrael and special. We'd rather put our trust in them that they're going to get it right. So in order to guarantee that we're going to get the right communication from Kadosh Baruch Hu, we are forgoing our personal right access to direct communication from Kadosh Baruch Hu to rather rely on the Navi. And that's what Klal Yisrael was afraid of. So Klal Yisrael is asking, on a very high madriga, they want to do the right thing, and they want to be perfect, but in some way they're doubting themselves. They're doubting that they have the ability to clearly hear the Ratzon of Kadosh Baruch Hu and not confuse it, befuddle it with their own inconsistencies and chesroness. Moshe Rabbeinu was calling them out and saying that no, that was wrong. That you have to trust yourself and trust in your abilities to hear the Dvar Hashem truthfully. If a person has a true Ratzon to hear the Dvar Hashem, he will hear the Dvar Hashem as it's supposed to be, the Emet that it's supposed to be, without coming on to the Navi, without saying that he can't do it himself. That being said, a person has to know that sometimes he can't get access, or he won't access, he doesn't want to truly access that, and then the Navi comes in and will give you the clarity, the version of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the Emes. So we have to find that balance. But that a person should totally distrust himself that he's going to be able to get that, that is wrong. The person should totally trust himself that he's always getting it right, and he's not sometimes skewing the message, that's also wrong. And this is the conversation which is taking place between Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael. Have a good Shabbos.